you can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all.
Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Shri Sai Satcharitra, Chapter 5. Return with Chand Patil's marriage party. As hinted in the last chapter, I shall now describe first how Sai Baba returned to Shirdi after his disappearance. They lived in the Aurangabad district, Nizam state, in a village called Dhoop, a well-known Mohammedan gentleman by the name Chand Patil. While he was making a trip to Aurangabad, he lost his mare. For 2 long months, he made a diligent search, but could not trace his mare. After being disappointed, he returned from Aurangabad with the saddle on his back. After travelling 4 kos and a half, he came on the way to a mango tree, and at the foot of which sat a fakir, a queer fellow. He had a cap on his head, wore kafni, long robe, and had a satka, short stick, under his arm. And he was preparing to smoke a chilim, pipe. On seeing Chand Patil pass by, he called out to him and asked him to have a smoke and to rest a little. The queer fellow or fakir asked him about the saddle. Chand Patil replied that it was of his mare, which was lost some time back. The fakir asked him to make a search in the nala close by. He went, and wonder of wonders, he found the mare there. He thought that this fakir was not an ordinary man, but an awaliya, a great saint. He returned to the fakir with the mare. The chilim was ready for being smoked, but 2 things were wanting: fire to light the pipe, and water to wet the chapi, that is, the piece of cloth through which the smoke is drawn up. The fakir took his prong and thrust it forcefully into the ground, and out came a live ember, which he put on the pipe. Then he dashed the satka on the ground, from where water began to ooze. The chapi was wetted with that water, then wrung out and wrapped around the pipe. Thus, everything being complete, the fakir smoked the chilim and then gave it also to Chand Patil. On seeing all this, Chand Patil was wonderstruck. He requested the fakir to come to his home and accept his hospitality. Next day, he went to Patil's house and stayed there for some time. Patil was a village officer of Dhoop. His wife's brother's son was to be married, and the bride was from Shirdi. So Patil made preparations to start for Shirdi for the marriage. The fakir also accompanied the marriage party. The marriage went off without any hitch. The party returned to Dhoop, except the fakir, who stayed back in Shirdi and remained there forever. How the fakir got the name Sai. When the marriage party came to Shirdi, it alighted at the foot of the banyan tree in Bhagat Malsapati's field near Khandoba's temple. The carts were loosened in the open courtyard of Khandoba's temple. The members of the party descended one by one, and the fakir also got down. Bhagat Malsapati saw the young fakir getting down and accosted him. "Ya Sai, welcome Sai." Others also addressed him as Sai, and thenceforth he became Sai Baba. Contact with other saints. Sai Baba began to stay in a deserted masjid. One saint named Devi Das had been living in Shirdi for many years before Sai Baba came there. Baba liked his company. He stayed with him in the Maruti Mandir, in the Chavdi, and for some time lived alone. Then came another saint by the name Janki Das. Baba spent most of his time in talking with him, or Janki Das went to Baba's residence. So also one Vaishya householder saint from Puthambe by name Gangagir always frequented Sai Baba. When he first saw Sai Baba carrying pitchers of water in both hands for watering the garden, he was amazed and said openly, "Blessed is Shirdi that it got this precious jewel. This man is carrying water today, but he is not an ordinary fellow. As this land, Shirdi, was fortunate and meritorious, it secured this jewel." So also, one famous saint by the name Anandnath of Yewala Mutt, a disciple of Akkalkot Maharaj, came to Shirdi with some people. When he saw Sai Baba, he said openly, "This is a precious diamond in reality. Though he looks like an ordinary man, he's not a gur. That's an ordinary stone, but a diamond. You will realize this in the near future." Saying this, he returned to Yewala. This was said while Sai Baba was a youngster. Baba's dress and daily routine. In his young days, Sai Baba grew the hair on his head, never had his head shaved. He dressed like an athlete. When he went to Rahata, 3 miles from Shirdi, he brought with him small plants of marigold, Zai and Zui. And after cleaning them, he placed and watered them. A devotee by the name Vaman Tatya supplied him daily with 2 unbaked earthen pitchers, with which Baba himself used to water the plants. He drew the water from the well and carried the pitchers on his shoulder. In the evening, the pitchers were kept at the foot of the neem tree. As soon as they were placed there, they broke, as they were made of mud and not baked. Next day, Tata supplied 2 fresh pitchers. This course went on for 3 years, and with Sai Baba's toil and effort, there grew a garden. On this site, at present, stands the big mansion, Samadhi Mandir of Baba, which is now frequented by so many devotees. The story of Padukas, footprints under the neem tree. A devotee of Akkalkot Maharaj by the name Bhai Krishnaji Ali Bagkar worshipped the photo of Akkalkot Maharaj. He once thought of going to Akkalkot, which is in Solapur district, take the darshan of the Padukas, footprints of the Maharaj, and offer his sincere prayer there. But before he could do that, he got a vision in his dream. Akkalkot Maharaj appeared in the vision and said to him, "Now Shirdi is my resting place. Go there and offer your worship." So Bhai changed his plan and came to Shirdi, worshipped Baba, stayed there for 6 months and was happy. As a reminiscence of this vision, he prepared the Padukas and installed them on an auspicious day of Shravan, Shake 1834, that is 1912 AD, under the neem tree with due ceremonies and formalities, conducted by Dada Kelkar and Upasni. One Dikshit Brahmin was appointed for worship and the management was entrusted to devotee Sagun. Complete version of this story. Mr. B.V. Dev, retired Mamlatdar of Thane and a great devotee of Sai Baba, made enquiries about this matter with Sagun Meru Naik and Govind Kamlakar Dikshit and has published a full version of the Padukas in Sai Leela, Volume 11, Number 1, Page 25. It runs as follows. In 1834, Shaka, 1912 AD, one Dr. Ramrao Kothare of Mumbai came to Shirdi for Baba's darshan. His compounder and his friend, Bhai Krishnaji Ali Bagkar, accompanied him. The compounder and the Bhai became intimate with Sagun Meru Naik and G.K. Dikshit. While discussing things, these persons thought that there must be some memories of Sai Baba. These persons thought that there must be some memorial of Sai Baba's first advent at Shirdi and his sitting under the holy neem tree. They thought of installing Baba's Padukas there and were going to make them of some rough stone. Then Bhai's friend, the compounder, suggested that if this matter was made known to his master, Dr. Ramrao Kothare, he would prepare nice Padukas for this purpose. All liked this proposal, and Dr. Kothare was informed of it. He came to Shirdi and drew a plan of the Padukas. He went to Upasni Maharaj in Khandoba's temple and showed him his plan. The latter made many improvements, drew lotus, flowers, conch, disc, maize, etc., and suggested that the following shlok verse regarding neem tree's greatness and Baba's yogic powers be inscribed. The translation of the verse is as follows. "I bow to the Lord Sainath, who by his constant stay at the foot of the neem tree, though bitter and unpleasant, made it yet oozing nectar. The oozing of this tree is called Amrit, that is nectar, on account of its healing properties, superior than the Kalpavriksha, that is, the wish-fulfilling tree." Upasni's suggestions were accepted and carried out. The Padukas were made in Mumbai and sent to Shirdi with the compounder. Baba said that they should be installed on the Purnima, 15th of Shravan, on the day at 11 a.m. G.K. Dikshit brought them on his head from Khandoba's temple to the Dwarka Mai. In a procession, Baba touched the Padukas, saying that these are the feet of the Lord, and asked the people to install them at the foot of the neem tree. A day earlier, one Parsi devotee of Mumbai named Pashta Seth sent rupees 25 by money order. Baba gave this sum for the installation of the padukas. The total expense of installation came up to 100 rupees, out of which 75 were collected by subscriptions. For the first 5 years, G.K. Dixit worshipped the padukas daily, and then this was done by Lakshman Kacheshwar Jhakadi. In the first 5 years, Dr. Kothare sent 2 rupees per month for lighting the lamp, and he also sent the railing round the padukas. The expense of bringing the railing from the station to Shirdi was 7 to 8 rupees, presently 750p. The roofing was paid by Sagun Meru Naik. Now, Jakandi, that is Nana Pujari, does the worship, and Sagun Meru Naik offers the Nevidya and lights the evening lamps. Bhai Krishna Ji was originally a devotee of Akkalkot Maharaj. He came to Shirdi at the installation of the Padukas in Shake 1834. On his way to Akkalkot, he wanted to go to Akkalkot after taking the darshan of Baba. He asked Baba's permission for this. Baba said, "Oh, what is there in Akkalkot? Why do you go there? The Maharaj of that place is here, myself." Hearing this, Bhai did not go to Akkalkot. He came to Shirdi off and on after the installation of the Padukas. Dr. B.V. Dev concluded that Hemadpan did not know these details. Had he known them, he would not have failed to depict them in the Satcharitra. Wrestling bout with Mohammedan Tamboli and change in lifestyle. To return to the other stories of Baba, there was a wrestler in Shirdi by the name Mohammedan Tamboli. Baba and he did not agree on some points and both had a fight. In this, Baba was defeated. Thenceforth, Baba changed his dress and mode of living. He donned a kafni, wearing a langot, waistband, and covered his head with a piece of cloth. He took a piece of sackcloth for his bed and was content with wearing torn and worn-out rags. He always said that poverty is better than kingship, far better than lordship. The Lord is always brother, that is, the befriender of the poor. Gangagir was also very fond of wrestling. Once, while he was wrestling, a similar feeling of dispassion descended over him, and at the proper time, he heard the voice of an adept saying that he should wear out his body, praying to God. So, he too gave up sansar and turned towards God realization. He established a mutt on the banks of the river Puttambe and lived there with his disciples. Sai Baba did not mix and speak with people. He only gave answers when he was questioned. By day, he always sat under the neem tree, sometimes in the shades of a babul tree near the stream on the outskirts of the village. In the afternoon, he used to walk at random and go at times to Nimgaon. There, he frequented the house of Bala Sahib Dingle. Baba loved Bala Sahib Dingle. His younger brother named Nana Sahib had no son, though he married a second wife. Bala Sahib said Nana Sahib for taking darshan of Sai Baba, and after some time, with his grace, Nana Sahib got a son. From that time onwards, people began to come in large numbers to see Sai Baba, and his fame began to spread and reach Ahmednagar. From there, Nana Sahib Chandolkar and Keshav Chidambar and many others began to come to Shirdi. Baba was surrounded by his devotees during day and slept at night in an old and dilapidated masjid. Consisted of a chilim, tobacco, a tamril, that is a tin pot, long kafni, a piece of cloth round his head and a satka, short stick, which he always kept with him. The piece of white cloth on his head was twisted like matted hair and flowed down from the left ear on the back. This was not washed for weeks. He wore no shoes, no sandals. A piece of sackcloth was his seat for most of the day. He wore a kupin, that is a waist cloth band, and for warding off cold, he sat in front of a dhuni, sacred fire, facing south, with his left hand resting on the wooden railing. In that dhuni, he offered an oblation of egoism, desires, and always uttered Allah Malik. God is the sole owner. The masjid in which he sat was only of 2-room dimensions, where all devotees came and saw him. After 1912, there was a change. The old masjid was repaired and a pavement was constructed. Before Baba came to live in this masjid, he lived for a long time in a place, Takia, where with ghungur, small bells, tied on his ankles, Baba danced beautifully and sang with tender love. Turning water into oil. Sai Baba was very fond of lights. He used to borrow oil from the shopkeepers and keep lamps burning the whole night in the masjid and temple. This went on for some time. The Baniyas, who supplied oil gratis, once met together and decided not to give him oil. As usual, Baba went to ask for oil, they all gave him a distinct no. Unperturbed, Baba returned to the masjid and kept the dry wicks in the lamps. The Baniyas were watching him with curiosity. Baba took the tamril, tin pot, which contained very little, a few drops of oil, put water into it and drank it, and then forced it out to fall into the container. After consecrating the tin pot in this way, he again took the water from the tin pot and filled all the lamps with it and lightened them. To the surprise and dismay of the watching Baniyas, the lamps began to burn and kept burning the whole night. The Baniyas repented and apologized, and Baba forgave them and asked them to be more truthful in the future. The pseudo guru, Jawar Ali. 5 years after the wrestling bout above mentioned, one fakir from Ahmednagar by the name Jawar Ali came to Rahata with his disciples and stayed in Bakhal, spacious room near the Veerbhadra temple. The fakir was learned, could repeat the whole Quran, and had a sweet tongue. Many religious and devout people of the village came to him and began to respect him. With the help of the people, he started to build an idga, a walled enclosure in which Mohammedans pray on Eid day. Near the Veerbhadra temple, there was some quarrel about this affair, on account of which Jawar Ali had to leave Rahata. Then he came to Shirdi and lived in the masjid with Baba. People were captured by his sweet talk, and he began to call Baba his disciple. Baba did not object and consented to be his chela, disciple. Then both Guru and chela decided to return to Rahata and live there. The Guru, teacher, never knew his disciple's worth, but the disciple knew the shortcomings of the Guru. Still, he never disrespected him, observing carefully his duties. He even served the master in various ways. They used to come to Shirdi on and off, but their mainstay was in Rahata. The loving devotee of Baba in Shirdi did not like that Baba should stay away from them in Rahata. So they went in a deputation to bring Baba back to Shirdi. When they met Baba near the Idga and told the purpose for which they had come, Baba said to them that the fakir was an angry, ill-tempered fellow. He would not leave him, and that they should better leave and go back to Shirdi without him before the fakir returned. While they were thus talking, the fakir turned up and was very angry with them for trying to take away his disciple. There was some hot discussion and altercation, and it was finally decided that both the Guru and the chela should return to Shirdi. And so they returned and lived in Shirdi. But after a few days, the Guru was tested by Devidas and he was found wanting. 12 years before Sai Baba arrived in Shirdi with the marriage party, this Devidas, aged about 10 or 11 years, came to Shirdi and lived in the Maruti temple. Devidas had fine features and brilliant eyes, and he was dispassion incarnate and a jnani. Many people, namely Tatya Kote, Kashinath and others, regarded him as their guru. They brought Jawar Ali in his presence, and in the discussion that followed, Jawar was worsted and fled from Shirdi. He went and stayed in Bijapur and returned after many years to Shirdi and prostrated himself before Sai Baba. The delusion that he was guru and Sai Baba his chela was cleared away, and he repented. Sai Baba treated him with respect. In this case, Sai Baba showed by his conduct how one should get rid of egoism, do the duties of a disciple to attain the highest end, that is, self-realization. The story is told here according to the version given by Mahasapati, a great devotee of Baba. In the next chapter, Ram Navami festival, the masjid, its formal condition and later improvement in it, etc. will be described. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all. Om Sai Ram.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.